the rest of the story. Andy, by any interpretation of the term, was a success. In the Pittsburgh Telegraph Company for which he worked, he rose from messenger to operator within 18 months of being hired. His business skills baffled his admiring employer. His name was fast becoming known throughout the industry. His well-deserved wages were remarkable by any standard of the day. But then came the spring flood of 1852. Telegraph lines between Steubenville, Ohio, and Wheeling, West Virginia went down. There was only one man that the company could trust to take over the Steubenville office and supervise communications by riverboat until repairs could be made. That man was a boy named Andy, 16 years young. But this is the rest of the story. From the time Andy was very small, there was room for only one hero in his life, his father, Will. Will was a weaver of fine cloth. Andy's earliest, fondest recollections were of his dad working at the big hand loom in his shop, the deftness with which he operated the fascinating clattering contraption, and the beauty of the cloth he wove made Andy want to become a weaver himself someday. But times changed. Manufacturing machinery was quickly replacing the craftsman of the weaver's trade. In fact, it was the diminishing demand for Will's hand craftsmanship and the declining family income that resulted that inspired Andy to take that job at the Telegraph Company in the first place. Now, he's 16, an unmitigated success. He's running the company office in Steubenville when he hears his father is passing through town. Now, Will has learned of a modest market for hand-woven tablecloths in Wheeling and Cincinnati and is on his way by riverboat to make some sales. So Andy goes down to the Steubenville dock that damp, chilly spring night to surprise his father, to say hello and wish him well. But when the riverboat pulls in and ties up, and Andy looks out, he sees his father sleeping on the open deck. The old man awakens and sees Andy, struggles to his feet, the two meet. The boy instantly knows the matter. The fine, sweet, stoic hero of Andy's youth is traveling downriver like a homeless peddler, sleeping out in the cold spring rain because he cannot afford a cabin. Well, Andy takes his father's hand, and he said, "It'll not be long before you and mother shall ride in your own carriage." And to this impossible dream of riches, the man who has spent his entire life keeping his emotions inside answers, "I'm proud of you, son." Now the world knows that Andy's dream of wealth did come true, that he eventually became the greatest steel tycoon of the 19th century. But something even greater was born in Andy's heart one spring night on a dock in Steubenville, Ohio. An undying compassion that one day transformed him into the most extraordinary philanthropist of his, or perhaps of any time, when he became Andrew Carnegie. For you see, the record shows that the billion-dollar Carnegie Corporation of New York, which Andrew founded in 1911, that the billion-dollar Carnegie Corporation continues to this day to reach out to and meaningfully assist the poor. But you know what the Carnegie Corporation really is. It's Dad's carriage. Because now you know the rest of the story.